Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Saturday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. We are so happy to have you with us. That is going to include our blog talkers, of course. And we see that the queue is filling up, so if you want to get in, you better get in now, because once we get going on the list, sometimes folks at the end don't have the time to give them readings. Also, our Facebookers, yay, glad to have you all with us. You are on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page on Facebook, where we are live streaming. So I want to remind everyone, these readings are conducted using ordinary playing cards. So it's important to make the distinction that this is not tarot, not, you know, typical oracle cards as readings or any of the other systems that are out there. So I just wanted to make you aware of that. And also, I'll be using a full 24 card layout for each of our callers, and it's my preferred method. I know others have their own. This is mine, and this is the actual layout that I use with my clients when I am, taking bookings. So I would like to now turn you all over to Fairy Jimbo.
All right, welcome everybody. I want to remind you this show is for informational educational purposes only. We'd also like to remind all the folks out there, wherever you may be from, let us know where you'd be from. If you're international, we'll give you live international shout-outs. And we're going to start right off the bat. We got Cho is from England is here with us. International shout-out. And we'll give others and anybody that rolls in, be it on the phones or be it in Facebook. We'll give it to them.
Because these folks, it's the middle of the night, you know, and we want to honor that by giving them a nice shout out.
Not everybody international is middle of the night.
Well, who wouldn't be?
Rachel's bright and early in the morning.
Oh, right.
Canada's in the same frickin' time zone as the United States.
Well.
So yeah. I'm just saying.
Duly noted.
I just give it because they're international. I don't give a shit what time zone they're in. I just give them shout outs because they're from another country and that's cool.
Okay, fine.
I don't give a damn what time
okay,
it is. Okay,
fine.
All right, 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. When you call in, you'll hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. Statement is true. I tested it out. Everything's good. If at any time you hear silence, that's not good. There's always music or show. So if you have silence, hang up, give it a shot. Call back. Typically straighten it out. Now, well, we'll talk about some of the things at the end of my rant and rave. Facebookers, we'll just see what Lady Luck shall bring when it comes to us. If we get phone calls drop off, we'll turn to you. We just can't confirm, promise, schedule, or any of that stuff. You'll just have to wait and see. International shout out to Laura, neighbor to the north in Canada.
I hope you see better. I know the last time we were on with you, which was not last night, by the way, you were not well at all, so I hope you're feeling a little bit better.
Right, regardless of how you get your reading.
Yeah.
When you hear that, because we weren't here yesterday, so we've extended Rebel card to Saturday, when you hear the Rebel yell, your reading is coming to a conclusion. Let it do so. Please let it do so. There's other folks waiting behind you for their free reading. These are just short little snippet sample readings. If you want full-blown, lengthy, in-depth stuff, you go to the psychiclovedoctor.com webpage and arrange one. But also when you hear the yeehaw and you let the reading end, stand by because I will give you a single rebel card tonight. Friday did not happen, so we've kick the card to Saturday. So
we had no power.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. This card here is not Sunshine like all the other angel decks. It has typically a positive message. It just might not be delivered in a positive sugar-coated way. But it'll be all right. They're entertaining. Let's see what else we got cooking. Where is it? Of course, advertising had to pop up. It's National Tortilla Chip Day.
Really?
And all over the damn place, it's freaking floating lantern, Chinese lantern, Taiwan lantern, floating lantern festival.
Love to know how they do that.
No, but it's the same way a hot air balloon works.
They put,
candle? And, yeah, it's... Hot air makes the thing rise.
And then where does it go? Wherever
it keeps on going until something physically takes it out. You know? Yes. So basically the same principle as a hot air balloon. Let's see here. So those are the 2 days today. Tortilla chip day. Come on, every day is tortilla chip day.
You know, have better than that.
No. There's nothing wrong with that. Come on. Yeah. Was Melanie?
Yes,
international. Shout out to Melanie. I believe she's also in England.
Englander?
I think she is. I believe she is.
I don't know what their
she's English.
Vernacular is for that kind of thing. Yeah.
She's English. That's what she is.
English, British, is there a difference? I'm not English.
Yeah, you're getting into semantics. Great Britain, England, you know, all that crap.
Daryl, don't read. Daryl? Oh, my God, I meant to say Jim. Daryl, you shouldn't read it either, okay? Do not read what Virgil just published.
International shout-out to Virgil, and also in England. He's showing up from Manchester, I believe.
Yes, and you might get aroused, so be careful.
Yeah. All right, now, Deb, you may, since before we take calls, you can tell why we weren't here yesterday.
Oh, I get you.
You were tried to a couple times while I wasn't done with my thing.
We don't know. We had a blackout.
Well, that's why. Yeah. We do know why we weren't here, because we had no power. That is why. Why we had no power, they don't always tell you. But so it took about an hour to restore, I believe.
More.
Yeah, it was more.
It went out like 6:20.
It was like...
And it didn't come back till
after the show would have been over.
Yeah.
And then we didn't have anything prepped because we lost power. So we didn't have a chance for a show. So.
No, we didn't. And we thought, that's too late. You all from...
No, everybody would have thought that we'd given up after that long. And I wouldn't blame them.
Over the pond, you'd be...
Yeah, I mean, it just makes sense, yeah. So, all right, let's start it off, Deb.
Shall we?
We shall take our first phone caller, which is from country code 44.
We know.
England, is this my friend Deep?
Deep.
Hi, Jim. Hi, Deborah. Yes, this is Deep. How are you this
welcome.
Evening?
Welcome. Caller number one. We hope you're doing well.
Doing well, and we hope you are, too.
I'm good, thank you. My good friend Lily recommended me to do your show, so which is why I first dialed in last
that's
month.
Wonderful.
She speaks,
I appreciate that.
She speaks well, very highly
regular
of
for a while.
You. Yeah, she speaks very highly of you and your show, and that's how I recognize that you are such an accurate reader.
Oh, well, thank you. It always helps word of mouth. You know, that's where the best reviews come from. That's where, you know, people tell it like it is. So I honor her.
And the fact that you're a frequent caller also is honor right there. Right. If you call back a lot, that means you're satisfied. So that's cool.
You made my
that's good.
Night, Deep.
All right, buddy, what do you got cooking?
Yeah, I had a quick question about my health. I know it's not medical advice, but can you do a quick scan and see if there's anything wrong with... I have a few issues that's not very acute. Like I have some pain in my abdomen. I have a left toe under my nail that's been hurting, but I went to the GP. They didn't find anything. They just asked me to have painkillers. Is that benign? Is that okay? And then I have some spots developing on my face. Do you see anything that's concerning? Or
first of all, let me ask you, did your GP do any testing, like, say, for uric acid, which is...
Yeah, I did a lot of tests last year, and everything was just within the normal range. And I did two biopsies as well, so it all turned out to be negative.
Okay, but the toe, your toe, does it hurt? Go ahead, what, Jim?
Oh, yeah, the nail, just under the nail, there's like a bruise.
Oh, is it your knee?
Yes, it's his knee.
Okay, I thought you said toe.
Negative.
No, it is toe. It is not knee. It is toe. You're right.
Correct. Thank you.
Oh, I've heard knee and then twice now. Okay.
Well, you know that gout will raise its ugly little horny head, thorny.
He did say they did test for a year ago.
Yeah, but that was, what, a year ago?
I don't know.
Have you noticed it hurts more when you eat certain things? Because that's how gout goes. Okay. Just mentioning it. I'm going to look in the cards for you. Now, with your stomach pain, is it localized in a certain area? Or is it like your whole abdomen hurts?
No, we aren't doctors.
No, I'm just...
It is localized. It is localized.
Okay.
It is localized in a certain area, and it hurts after meals.
After meals.
After meals, yep. All right.
And they said everything is okay?
Yeah, as GP did.
That's right, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, no ulcer, no ulcerative colitis, nothing like that?
I do have ulcers as a long-term condition, but that the pain is new.
Okay. And did you mention you have a headache?
I do at times, but that's general. So it comes and goes away. Yeah.
It comes and goes. I have headaches that come and go too. That actually a neurologist did testing with me. She had me take a MRI and some other stuff. And she said what I've got are called weather-induced migraines. Now, the medical profession is kind of iffy about the validity of that, but I can tell you, I think my head is a meteorologist because I can tell when we are going to have changed weather. And sure enough, we do.
He's not really concerned about his headaches.
No. And if you've had dental work, some people end up where they've, say, had a implant put in, or they've had even fillings, stuff of that nature, crowns, that can cause intermittent headaches too. Just passing along information, that's all, okay? What I see, though, in your card, you have a lot of stress going on, and I think that your tummy troubles, what do you notice it with certain food that you eat?
He said after meals.
After meals.
He said after meals.
Okay, well, how about, I'm feeling that there's something that could be involved with your bladder. All right, I'm just saying it could.
Yeah, they test for, I think there's tests that can run on that too.
That's something that you will notice after eating.
Sure, okay.
That
yeah.
you have pain. Do you do anything holistically deep? Like try alternate medicine, like, you know, seeing homeopath or anything like that. Sometimes people get better results that way. Okay, but it's
okay, I'll try that.
Yeah, try that. And you can try Reiki. That helped my husband while he was going through chemo a lot. He did go for Reiki treatments, but also work on the stress. You did say, I think, last time that you do meditate. Have you got meditation as part of your routine?
I do a bit, yes.
Okay, well, are your meditations guided? I had some really good guided meditations that I received when I went to a metaphysical college. The CEO of the school said, We are allowed to share them. We cannot sell them. So if you're interested, you could certainly send me an email or even a message. I can send some of them right over Messenger. I'd be happy to share them for you. Frankly, I've got to tell you, I think you're going to find the source of all this rather quickly. Okay, you don't want to wait so that it manifests even more. Just start, try looking into alternative medicine. You know, the Eastern stuff, not the Western. We rely way too much on chemical treatment, you know, pills, that kind of thing. There's too much of that when Eastern medicine, when I've studied it at least, it focuses a lot on bringing wellness to the body instead of treating symptoms. Yeah.
So what do the cards have to say? Now, obviously, we are not doctors, and the cards aren't tools for doctors. But what do the cards got to say, Deb?
Yeah. I personally think you're going to find some real healing within the next, I'm going to say 3 months. Three is always a good number. Number one equals unity. Number two is opposition, like yin and yang. That's male, female. And number three is creation. So I like going with number three, 3 months or 3 years. We certainly don't want to go 3 years. But I really think you're going to find that a lot of it is due to stress. And stress, you know, can be a killer. It can really mess with your mental health. It can mess with your physiology. So do you have a lot of activities? I mean, do you do a lot of things that are, that sort of refresh you, rejuvenate you, exercise, anything of that nature?
Yeah, I don't do that a lot, but I'll start doing it. And I had a lot of stress in my life last couple of years, financial stress mostly. Yeah.
Yes, and I think your son is a big part of it, hon. I really do. And it doesn't help when a parent is separated from their child. You know, I know this myself, even though mine is a grown son. I just want you to know that there is hope and there is healing that's coming for you. I don't see anything here at all to indicate you have something horrific.
That's the most important thing is you don't see any catastrophes or darkness on the horizon. So that's the important thing.
Yeah, you might just need to do some lifestyle changes and, you know, maybe work on relaxation more.
Which is easier said than done. But, you know, they do say stress is a big killer.
They do. I mean,
it kills.
It can create so many really serious
physical, mental, everything. Yes, it can drive. It can do such bad things to people. But we don't have a button that we can just reach over and push and say, oh, I would like to relieve my stress now. That's the tricky part.
Just remember, and this probably is part of your background in terms of culture, the body wants to heal itself. Homeostasis, yes. It wants to achieve wholeness and wellness. So we don't have to do all kinds of crazy stuff to our bodies. And sometimes all that medication only makes things worse.
Yeah!
So, yes.
All right, Deep, real quick. We're moving on. We appreciate you holding. I have a rebel card for you. Now, the subject of your rebel card is love. And the message is get some, give some. It will cheer your ass up.
And I believe that too. Love is the strongest, you know, force in the universe. And it isn't always romantic. It can be, you know, love of self. So I feel there is hope for you, Deep. And I love that you call in. And I promise you that I will always tell you the truth as I'm perceiving it, even if it might be bad news. Okay, I'm not going to pump sunshine up your skirt just to give you a good reading.
Right. Everybody's got to know what she sees, good or bad. All right, well, thanks a lot, my friend, and good luck to you. We hope you call again.
Thank you.
Yes.
International I'll give him an international shout out from the UK. He's our only UK guy that calls in on a regular basis.
Yes,
I like it. Speaking of international, I said on a regular basis, I believe.
You have.
Also in the United Kingdom.
Julie.
Julie didn't say where he was from.
Oh, I think no.
Well, she must tell me if I do not know. If I don't announce you, I didn't either see you.
I believe she's in the UK too.
Well, I'll wait. If I didn't announce you as far as your internationalness, it's because either A, I didn't see you, or B, I have no clue if you are, or C, both. I didn't see you, and I have no freaking clue. Yeah, okay, yeah, go, Parrish. All right, let's see here. I guess we should keep on, because...
Yeah, please get in the list if you're going to call in.
We don't want the list
to... If we run out of people, and I don't know that we're going to...
We'll see. Anyway, let's pick it up. 630, Illinois, 630.
Well,
at least the area code's Illinois.
I think it's North Carolina.
Hi!
Hello. How are you
I was
doing,
thinking
huh?
of... I'm
yes.
good. I was thinking of tortilla chips. And Jim said, today was National Tortilla Chip Day. I'm like, oh,
It is. And all those, they're underrated,
it
I think. They're good.
National Salsa Queso.
Or they're plain, whatever. You can do whatever with them. Make not crap. I mean, that's what we're eating plain. Yeah, their chips are good. I like them. So, or the regular white, whatever your preference is. So.
Oh, I like the yellow.
I have no preference. I think they're all good. I like the scoops if you're doing dip. The scoop was that guy was a genius. I mean, everybody's been complaining the years and years. It's up with scoop. And so I make a scoop chip. And so, lo and behold, it's a great chip for dip.
I've been told over the years that I make awesome nachos. Now, I got the recipe from a best friend I was like 12. No. I wasn't 12, but let's just say about 10 years older than that. And this girl knew how to do it, and so I copied her. And if you ever want to know how to make awesome nachos, let me know.
And the thing about nachos is you don't necessarily need a recipe because you put, what do I like? You put it on them.
Oh, you can.
You just put whatever you want on there.
If you like lima beans, you could put
whatever you want. You put it on there, but you typically want to throw whatever your cheese of choice is or cheeses on top because it all kind of binds it together when you bake it. That's the cheese is kind of important. You skip the cheese, you don't have to have it, but then you get kind of a loose mess.
So. They're even good the next day.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah.
All right. Lily, first of all, international shout out to Julie, who is indeed in England, the land of the Ings. So, all right.
Land of the Ings. Okay.
All right, Lily has the floor.
Okay, but before I get to my question, I will second that this was an excellent invention.
That is. It is so great. You know what? Because half the time, if you're at a party, your salsa's getting spilled all over the place. Floor, tablecloth, your own shirt and clothes. Scoop minimizes that a lot.
What about the double dippers? Do you have a problem with them?
That's gross. That's so gross.
That was on a Seinfeld episode where George was double dipping, and some people didn't take kindly to that.
Because of that, a lot of times people will put out a big giant bowl of salsa, and then they'll put little bowls and big scoops so you can just make your own little personal bowl. Then you can double dip away. If I have my own personal bowl, I do double dip because why? You know, it's your own bowl, absolutely,
And how about the guacamole? Lily.
Do you like guacamole? Yeah.
Guacamole.
I love guacamole.
See? Yeah, now I like it has to be like freshly made, and they can't just chop up avocado and not do anything with it. You got to put some good flavor and spices
very good
in there
for
and stuff.
You. I just feel like it's too fattening.
But it's good. I've had some really good homemade ones people have brought when we've had stuff parties at work and stuff, and they've spiced it up nice, give it some good heat to it. It's really good. So, all right.
Okay.
Now we got everybody hungry.
Thank you. Now we're all hungry.
Now we're going to run out and buy chips and salsa after the show.
All right.
Okay.
How are you doing?
Thank you for taking my call.
Of course, honey.
Thank you for waiting.
Today's kind of just a Netflix and chill day. But, you know, I wanted to ask you. So I have older sisters, an older brother, and a younger sister.
Really?
But I never hear anything about them. And so I was like, well, maybe Deborah can tell me what's...
Oh.
Do you pick up on any of them?
Did you grow up all together, raised together?
Yeah, we did.
You're doing it again.
And Deb.
Yeah. Chelsea, you're going to have to go bye-bye. Okay. We have somebody in here that's trying to poach our followers. Okay, I'm going to take a look at it. You have no close relationship with any of them?
No, because they were part of that whole lawyer scandal with the money and everything.
Okay. I'm kind of the black sheep of my own family, but a lot of it is because of what I do. Are you like a black sheep too?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I want you to remember something, and this goes to all the black sheep that are out there. Black wool is somewhat rare, and it's highly valued. Okay. The other sheep might not like you, but you are more valuable than they are. And that wool goes a lot. You can buy like black wool sweaters, things like that, and they are just beautiful. So just remember, as a black sheep, we are all, we are hot. I'm sorry to think of a way to say it without laughing. We're all very highly valuable and we're important. And we're worth more than all those. Yeah. And there's black sheep. That's where I was going. All right. So is there any one of them that you would try to try to have a relationship with?
I don't know. I don't know if any of them connect with each other or whatever. Not really. Not really. And I don't know if they talk to each other or if they're all split up now or what.
Let's find out what they're thinking first.
Okay.
I guess that's one way, right? To see what...
That's where I always start. At the beginning of it, let's say you've come to me with a love break up, and many of them will sit in front of me and cry their hearts out, and then they'll say, well, are we going to get back together? First thing I want to do is look at the cards and find out, how is that newly single partner feel about her, him? I mean, even the guys come in, they'll cry. So, you know, it's not like, I hate that one song. What is it from... Long ago, Big Boys Don't Cry, 10cc.
I thought it was Big Girls Don't Cry.
Big Boys.
I thought
what
it was
I
Big
say?
Girls
Oh, that's
don't...
a different one.
Oh, okay.
This is the one that I'm not in love.
Oh, I didn't know they had. I didn't know that was a line in there, that Big Boys Don't Cry. I know which song you're talking about. Is that what they whisper? Big Boys Don't Cry.
Yeah.
Is that what they're whispering in that song? It is. Okay, I always wondered what they were whispering.
Oh, okay. Now, refresh our here, Lily, did you say that you have a brother and two sisters?
I have a brother, two older sisters, and one younger sister.
Okay. The brother and the older sister cannot figure you out. Okay, you are just off the grid in their mind. And she's laughing. Is that good?
I love it.
Yeah. Well, that's what it is. They're right there. And once you guys, and I'll talk to you about the card reading before we sign off tonight. Between them is a card of, it's like a profusion of question marks. And they both discuss it about you. Because you are just so, you know, in a sense, I feel a little bit that they think you're out of your mind. But on the other hand, I think they'd really like to understand you better. All right? The little sister, the younger sister, she comes to me in your reading as somebody who's like on the yellow brick road. And she's more concerned about her little bit of happiness and her, you know, a slice of life where she doesn't give a hoot about you. Does that ring true for you?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, and what is it? She's got a man in her life, a husband maybe, Beyonce,
yeah,
I don't know.
She's got some boyfriend, I don't know. He doesn't seem like he's anything, but to her, I'm sure.
Here, I'll give you a little tidbit of information, kind of secretive in a way. He'll marry her for security, but he is not looking at love with her. Mm-hmm. So if you ever want to feel like, okay, you three out there, my siblings, you go ahead, you point fingers at me, you make jokes and you laugh, but you, Lily, just might get the last laugh. Because she would want to parade him around as, oh, look at my loving husband. And yet, no, he just wants the security. Maybe he isn't going to work, you know. It's hard to really understand his motivation, except that she would take a pet rock if it gave her enough attention as a
Exactly. She was like a bum attractor.
Yes. And I think this guy is. She's a loser magnet with an L on her forehead.
1,000%. 1,000%. If anybody's off the rocker, it's that one. But yeah
really.
So the older sister and the brother, I can tell that they still like work together and stuff like that, and they can't tell that if I'm a genius or if I'm insane. But it's just because, and I think that they're completely out of touch with reality. You know what I'm saying? But I was wondering, like, because they still work at the family business, are they still doing financially okay? Or
I think they're definitely in cahoots with their business. Mm-hmm. And my feeling is very good about that. They're not, you know, embezzling. I don't see anything like that. They just want to try and figure you out. And it might be because they're older. They're more mature. Or maybe they just miss you.
They're trying to figure me out because I was involved in, like, the federal investigation side of everything. And
yeah.
I, even though they screwed me over, I still, like, went really far and did as much as I could to protect them. Even though they screwed me over, because I know that's what my dad would have wanted. So that's why they can't figure me out. They don't know if I'm trying to get them in trouble or if I'm trying to keep them out of trouble. And I'm literally trying to keep them out of trouble.
Yeah, I don't see any maliciousness on your part. I'd love to delve into this deeper with you, but Jim's got to give you your rebel card because
Thank you.
All right, stand by. The subject of your rebel card is that project, that person, that idea is waiting. Get after that shit. The world has your back.
Oh, my God. That is different.
Thank you very much for my reading. I really appreciate it.
Give that some thought.
I will.
What Jim just told you, okay? And thank you.
Okay.
You know, we are happy to have you back with us.
Okay.
All right, thank you very
you.
Much. We appreciate you. Yes, indeed.
You're welcome, hon. Take care.
Ding, 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 ding. All righty, then. Let's see here.
Old Speckled Hen is a beer.
It's a good one, too. It's also, I believe that's also from England, like the Boddington. It's good stuff.
So England's all about beer.
Ale.
And then Scotland is all about scotch?
Oh, they have. They all have. Everybody on Earth. The Egyptians made beer. Everybody's got beer. They got everything. I mean, everybody's had beer is common amongst beer ales are common amongst all the continents. You know, everybody makes it. So it's a good thing. We're universal language. We like beer.
We got to get you over there. He's got to go on a booze. You know, I wonder if they have them. I wonder if I could find a booze tour to put you
on. Well, the
on.
First thing you need to find is winning lottery tickets.
Well, see, you've got to understand. Money to me is simply a means. And what you do is you manifest. It's like you go and buy a bus ticket. Maybe it's very small price. But that bus ticket's going to take you wherever you want to go. And that may not even be a good analogy. The thing is, you just have to say to yourself, I'm going. I'm going to make this happen. And that is one thing you're going to find, all of you, with the cards. You're going to see what your true potential in life is. And we are definitely getting that going. I'm going to make all of you beta testers. But you have to be really earnest about learning this, because it'll be like, have you ever watched the show Chopped, where the chefs compete for appetizer round and the entree and dessert. And if people don't stay, I don't know why can't they be alpha testers? But you'll get chopped because I really get annoyed when people show up and say, I didn't do the homework. I didn't practice this. Well, what are you doing here? You know?
I'm assuming that alpha, beta, you know, I think the alpha product is typically one that they don't even want to expose to the public. That's probably the design one with a lot of flaws and stuff like that. And then when you get, okay, now let's go to beta. And then a lot of times it's like A, B, C, or they'll give different versions. There's a certain point where you get to a version. All right, now it's time to expose it to a small, controlled audience, like
and
beta
that's
testing.
Beta, right?
That, yeah.
And then what comes after beta? What is C?
Well, if you want to go the Greek, I guess it'd be alpha, beta, gamma, right?
I don't know.
Isn't that the Greek alphabet?
Oh, Catherine says alpha might be their prototype, and she could.
That's what I would. Didn't I just say that, Deb?
Well, she's saying it in a different words.
I just said alpha typically is the first thing that you develop. It's something that it just stays within the company. It doesn't go to the public because you know that it's going to have a lot of bugs. It has to. It's supposed to. It'll have lots of failures, and you work up. But you don't want to go to the next round and give it to people if it's not worthy of.
I get it.
The product you give it to people, you think, well, I think it's going to be okay, but it might be some bugs. But, no, we think it will work, whatever the product is. So.
Okay.
All right. Did I give international shout-out to Suzanne? If I didn't, I will do it again. I think I did not. Suzanne!
Well, she introduces herself.
She is the land of the Scots. She gives herself but it's not a proper international shout-out. It has to be verbalized from us to be proper.
Now, we have another intruder, Kayla.
I didn't,
Time to go bye-bye, Kayla. Bye-bye. You do not have the right clearance to be in here. Okay. We can move along.
Well,
oh,
we
my
can't,
God.
No.
Kayla's hitting everybody.
Yeah.
Must be one of those.
Yeah, 99% of them are. Sorry, they just got banned from the stream, and now I got to go on their page and finish them off here. See, I've seen the picture with a different name, so there you go. Block from them and anything they create. Real quick, we got it. Don't worry, next caller, we gonna come to you. I just gotta finish this off by making sure I do a proper report of harassment. Also, too. Hopefully they'll go to Facebook jail and feel shame. All right, let's see. There's another one, too. You know what? Let me, Deb.
Go ahead.
We're going to go to area code 518 New York. Take it, Deb. I got to run. I got to take care of this person.
Hello there, New York. Welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you? Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you.
And your name? Your name again?
Marie.
Oh, Marie, we've spoken to you before, right?
I don't know.
Yep.
And maybe
okay,
a very long time ago.
I didn't recognize the area code.
Well,
so.
We will give you a brand new welcome to the show. Very happy to have you with us.
Thank you.
Tell me what brings you. Do you have a certain issue, something on your mind?
Yeah, I just want to know what you see around love. Yeah.
Okay, do you have anybody in your life right now?
Not at the moment.
So the playing field is completely clear, right?
Well, there's someone I'd like to reconnect with, but I don't know. I'm just wondering what you see around love altogether, I guess.
Okay.
Okay, well, give me a moment.
The old love is in the air.
Yeah.
It is indeed. All right. Sorry, here I was. I had to break away because we had back-to-back. It's been a while since they've been few and far between. Remember, a couple of years ago, two, three years ago, there were just like waves and waves of them coming in. So.
That's not nice.
Well, that's a Facebook thing. You know how they are. But anyway, that's why a lot of people don't like it.
Do you think with AI it'll get worse?
No, I don't care about AI. Everybody's all freaked. Everybody wants to just keep talking about AI like it's the next, like it's the only thing to talk about.
You talked to Tyler Perry.
What's AI? Yeah.
Artificial intelligence.
Oh, yeah. I don't
give two shits about
that. Well, he did. He stopped an $800 million project that he was building. He's wanting to make Atlanta the new Hollywood.
It kind of already is.
But he's worried that artificial intelligence is to take jobs away from people that need the jobs. I think maybe he's looking a little too far in the future.
I mean, it's going to. It already has.
Yeah.
I mean, but it didn't even have a name before. I mean, people have created software to do the work of other people. They've been doing that for years. So it's just getting
better.
Yeah.
Probably,
all right, Deb,
what do you got? For you, my dear, I feel that your love life has been like a back and forth, up and down, sideways kind of thing for quite some time. And you have a female in your life that you might have, a female in your life that is a saboteur. She will, not necessarily in front of you, but when you have yourself a partner, she does everything she can to try to ruin it for you.
There hasn't been anyone in my life for a very long time. Like, I haven't even been on a date in a long, 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 long time. So there's been nobody in my life. And the people in my life that I'm around, female-wise, are very good people. They're not – they're all with people. They have, married or great boyfriends. I have a very small circle, and I don't allow idiots in my circle. So there's no saboteur, and there's no med.
Okay, well, all I can do is tell you what comes through for me.
Right.
And you can choose it or you can refuse it. I never push any insights on anyone.
No, I know that. I'm just saying, though, that just doesn't – I haven't had anyone in my life in a long time.
Okay, but you are going to. You're not going to live in that barren desert forever without love, without joy, without companionship.
Oh, I know that.
Okay, then you're going to find out who exactly this is in your life. And she hides it very, very well. So, we do have these kind of Judas sort of types in our life that, he betrayed Jesus. And we have people that betray us, and we don't always know that they do. So just take that or leave it, just something for the future.
File it away for down the road if the situation comes up.
Because you have a really passionate, fiery type of nature. I mean, you are just, I'm trying to think of a great word for this. It's like, go ahead. If you think of it, she's just the vibe from you. And I bet the others that are watching on Facebook and listening, I'll bet you they feel it too. The vibe from you is just, it's amazing and it's intense. And you need somebody that can stay on your level like that. For instance, you're a jet engine. no biplanes for you. They can't keep up. You need somebody that's going to, like, set your mind, your hair, your body on fire with passion and romance. And you know, it's terrible that a lot of times we have to settle for something that isn't. And I don't see you as a settler, Maureen.
No, how.
That's why it's been a long time. You've avoided, and very masterfully, a bunch of really bad relationships. You know, the others out there that you know that get their heart broken, you know, it's like every other Tuesday, something is happening to them emotionally. You're not stuck in that rut. Excuse me.
Actually, I don't really, everybody I know for the most part is like coupled or married or something for a very long, 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 long time, and they're very happy. I mean, sure, they may have a fight with their person, you know, but no, they're...
Then I'd say that you're good to go. The next one that comes along, that one from the past would like to get a chance to reunite with you. Some way, somehow,
okay.
The one you mentioned. Yeah, and then there is a new one that's coming, and it's going to start as a really good friendship. That actually is the best foundation there is for, we'll say, a long-term relationship, especially as we get older. When we're not young,
yeah.
we got a tickle in our shorts, you know. And that's for breeding. But when we get older, we want somebody we can talk to, you know, conversate with, and have good times.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Someone to go just do more like a fun companion that you know so well.
Exactly. So that's what's coming for you. It's in front of you. And I think you're going to know exactly who this new, and it is a very strong potential new partner for you.
All right.
All right.
Well, thank you.
I have a rebel card for you. And the subject is dollar sign. Subject is money. And it says, make it rain.
So money.
Please.
Yep.
Yes.
That would be nice. Lots of rain with money.
Like, yep, there you go. So it sounds like that she's on board with the money train.
I am. You know, money is nice.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, money is really nice. I don't think it's all that. I mean, yes, you need it to live. You need it to buy things, but... If I had all the money in the world, I wouldn't need to run out and buy the most expensive car, the most expensive jeans. I like what I like.
Oh, right.
If you,
agree with you 100%.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Money doesn't impress me.
Well, that's awesome. We appreciate that.
Yeah,
that reminds
Marie,
me of a lot of songs. Yeah, thank you.
I want to follow your story.
Excuse me. And thank you for holding and being very patient. I know you've been holding for a long time.
Oh,
and call again.
No
we
problem.
Should be here. We're here quite often, and we like when people become frequent callers.
Yeah.
So you're welcome to call anytime.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, and you have a good evening and the rest of your weekend.
You too.
Yeah. Thank you for calling.
I got an international shout-out to give to
Rachel
in Australia on the other side of the world.
And this is the thing, folks, that was a big eye-opener for me when I learned this method. What you think and know, say, of yourself, what you expect, all this stuff is going to turn out to make you go, wow. Wow, I didn't know I had the capability for that or that. You know, it's hard to explain. It's like I live for the moment. When that light comes up in your eyes and you say, I get it. I got it. I know what these cards are saying to me. Yeah. Is Terry Sue leaving us?
I don't know what the hell's going on. I know that we have 436,000 million callers, so we
All
should
right,
right,
well,
move
we'll
right
going.
Along. Move
okay.
right along. All right. Let's see here. Where are we going? Ah, yes, indeed. We are going to area code 507. That would be in the Great Lakes of Minnesota.
Really?
Welcome, Minnesota.
Hello there and welcome.
Hello, guys.
Hi. And who are
How
we
are you doing?
To? Who are you, hon?
It's Jacob.
Oh, Jacob.
Yes.
I should have recognized your voice.
Yeah, he's been on Facebook here, too, for a little while.
But I'm calling for my friend that is here with me, actually. He was diagnosed with ALS about 2 years ago, and he is wondering if you could give him a reading about his parents, because he was adopted and he never knew his real parents, and he's wondering
excellent.
If they're still out there.
Hey, now that is a $100 million question.
That's cool. We don't get a lot of those readings, but I'm almost surprised.
Oh, and I'm thankful to you for bringing him to our show.
Sure, absolutely, yeah. Awesome.
No, I'm imagining he's okay with his adoptive parents. He's okay?
Yep, he
okay,
talks
but,
with his adoptive parents. But we're just, like, he's wondering if his real parents are still alive or if they,
sure.
You know?
Yep. Yeah, I mean, that's... I can imagine if I was adopted too, there's a certain point where I would want to.
Well, now they make it so
to
available.
Figure that out.
You know, even those records that are sealed, you can get them unsealed because they speak to the individual to find out, like the mother, do you want to hear from your son?
But they can still say no.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, yeah, right. I hear you. But it's, you know, a lot of times you probably have to struggle with it for a while. Cause a lot of times, like, but do I want to know it? Because maybe I won't like what I find out type of deal, you know, things like that. So it's probably hard to make that call. But at some point, you probably are going to pull the trigger. I don't know at what age that could be. It might be later in life, could be at a young age. You're like, you know what? Damn it, I'm going to find out whether it be good or bad, what I can.
Well, your friend, what is his age? Can you tell us? How old is
42.
Okay, so he's not very old at all.
Or 43, actually.
Yeah.
He's middle of the road.
Okay, so we're going back 40 years.
He said, and the end of the road.
Yeah. You say that, but yeah. And then 20 years from now, you'll keep saying that. Yep.
Yeah, but.
Okay, first of all. 40-some years ago, that would take us into, what, the 70s?
No. That would be 1980.
He said 81.
There you go. That would be in the 80s, Deb.
I want your friend to know that giving him up was the hardest thing, especially for his mother to do. Does he know the history of his... you know, his parents or anything about them?
He has nothing on him, actually, at all.
Got zero.
There was involved in this. There was the card of nine of clubs is a card of excess, and it often means drugs, alcohol. It can mean crime. It just means they were immersed in a lifestyle that he could not be raised by them. Okay, and it was heartbreaking. The nine of spades is a card of utter grief and anguish. I don't think his biological mother ever got over this. And I'm not picking much up on the father at all, but I am picking up, I am picking up that the mother would like to be found. She wants to be found. And the father, oh gosh, the father feels like the worst thing he ever did in his life is not keep him as a son. I could cry. I could literally sit here and cry over their despair, and yet they know he ended up with a better life than they were capable of at the time.
Yeah, more people should do that because a lot of kids are raised in horrible conditions where they don't belong.
They really are. So your friend's cards, he's got good cards. He's got good cards. Does he receive any treatment for his issue, his ALS?
He actually was given he was supposed to be dead about a year ago. So still here, he's doing all right. But
his cards,
we hear you.
Yeah, his cards say, though, that he should be involved in trials and studies, if it's possible. See, out here, we have the Eastern Virginia Medical School. They do tons of those, trial treatments. This is where actually what did they do? They had the first in vitro baby was born here. And they also did the first heart transplant where we live. And if he could connect, I'm going to tell you, I see him having a lengthy life. And I feel that if he could connect with, say, the right experimental treatment that they've got going, I have seen in my own intuitive readings when I look forward in terms of society, they are going to find ways that they're going to embed chips, like computer chips, into the brain of people with these, what seem to be lightening illness and diseases, and they're going to learn to function. They're going to get over the it's hard to put into words. They're going to get over their, like with him, he could beat ALS. He could actually be the man that he would want to be. And I am not giving any medical advice on this. I'm just saying we should look at what these medical schools are doing and the treatments, okay, that they're using in experimentative and explorative ways, okay? So I just want you to know, does he have a woman in his life?
He had one in his past life, but not anymore, really. But he's gay, but he would really want to know is if his parents had ALS as well, because it's hereditary. Otherwise, it comes out of nowhere, and he was wondering that.
The one that would be the most inclined to have it would be his father. But I didn't mean especially in terms of a romantic woman relationship. I meant, does he have, like, a close... because women seem to figure...
Yeah, then he kind of...
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. Do you? No, he said no.
Well, I feel like as time passes, your friend is going to have female acquaintances that are going to be just wonderful for him, just as friends, okay? A lot of us women, we like having gay men for friends, because we don't have to think about them trying to, get funny with us. Because what we got, they're not after. All right, so we love that. Yeah, here comes Jim with your friend.
The Rebel card reading. Yes, indeed it is.
Now, remember, these are in-your-face cards.
And it is not as sugar-coated as those angel cards. Subject is, you are the best thing to ever happen to you. Go easy on your ass. Buy your own damn drink. So
I really love this new card thing you got going, Jimbo.
Oh yeah, that is our Friday Rebel card deck that we break out.
I don't
on
know
Friday.
Where the hell it came from, but I love it. It's pretty great.
I like them too. I've before I couldn't even read them. I was on probation, so at least she allows me to read them once a week now. Once a week we get to break them out.
The thing is, people want it so much, they have to do it more often. Because, yeah, these cards just, they hit the nail on the head.
Well, they don't sprinkle little sprinkles and rainbows. Oh, everything's so great. These cards just say it like it is. And that's, life is tough. Say it like it is and it'll be easier.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys
amazing.
So much.
And I appreciate you. You held for a long time. We appreciate you, folks. Good luck to you both of you.
Yeah, Jacob, I feel like you are one of my own sons, so I just love and adore you. Thank you for calling.
Good luck, on your friend's search for his, what did Beldar say, parental
adoptive.
Units?
Adoptive.
Beldar, parental
but,
units.
Yeah,
yes.
Y'all have a good one, though.
Take care.
Thank you.
I think that was him that called him parental units, wasn't it? Beldar from the Saturday Night Live.
Oh.
Well, it's from way, I think it's from very in the south. It's pretty south.
Yeah.
I think it's south.
Yeah. Southern.
Yeah, it's southern, yeah.
You want to go up north.
All right, let's see here. Am I ready for the next one? Am I? I am. We have area code.
Bring it.
I shall bring it to those that have been patient. They're not here. I must move on to the next. Folks, hit us quick, fast, hard, fast and furious. All right. 917, still in, going back to New York. I shouldn't say still. We were just in Minnesota. 917, New York, welcome to the show.
Hi, good to have you with us. Who is calling?
Hi, guys. Casey, Kit Kat.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Yes.
Thank you. How is everybody tonight?
Yeah. How is life up in New York?
It's kind of strange these days.
No more snow. You sure got hit with a pretty big one. Was it last week? The week before?
I don't remember.
Yeah, like a week or so ago. And then it was pretty awful,
yeah.
You know. The weathers have been, the temperatures have been horrible. It's too cold for me. Anyway, it's gone up a bit, except there's still the winds, so I don't know. I don't know how I have survived here all this time and why I'm still here. Well, I know why I'm still here. But
it toughens you up.
If I could have a windfall, I would love to go to a warm climate. So anyway.
Yeah, we hear you.
Come to Virginia. It's like London in the wintertime. And in the summer, it's like, what is it like? I guess Florida. Hot and humid.
Oh.
Yeah. So tell us, what can we do for you?
Oh, well, I just thought I would see what the cards have to say. I had that meeting last week, and at first I felt good about it, and then I started to think, well, I don't know. I think there was a couple trick questions, and I'm not sure I answered the way they wanted. So I don't know if I'm worrying needlessly or if, you know, that was an actual intuitive flash. And so that, well, maybe the cards can have some insight.
Well, that's what I think they're here for.
That is what they are indeed for. Yes, indeed.
What we want to know.
Yeah.
But it tells us what we need to know.
Right.
It's so interesting to do that.
Yeah, I mean, it's. They always say, never ask a question that you don't want an honest answer to. So that's life.
And aren't you dealing with something having to pertain to, say, government agency, you know, without telling us too much? Well,
yeah.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
I think we automatically know you're automatically, when you start dealing with the government, you're already behind.
Those people
the
act
ball.
Like it's their money.
Well, it depends on the agency,
know?
But I got you.
Yeah.
The agency situation.
I know.
And the
way to treat you and just the whole. It must be a weird kind of training they go through. I don't know. Yeah.
I wish I could be free
of it, but haven't found a way yet.
I think they rip their heart out, so they have no more feeling left.
Also, I think it has to do with, like, pain medication, where the addicts out there have ruined it for the rest of us.
Well,
you know, they give you 4 pills when you've had, say, something surgical done. Well, that's not going to help.
I didn't know we were talking about medication.
And the government... they've probably dealt with a lot of scammers, you know.
Okay, I didn't know we're talking about medicine. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Roger that.
Well, I would say that you may end up having to appeal, but I do feel that right now it's going to lean in your favor. At least that's where I want to put my energy, is that it'll be in your favor. But if you have to, I have had people as callers who have literally had to climb the chain of command right up to their congressional, what do you call them?
Whoever represents you in Congress.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And the best time to hit them up is during an election year.
Of course. Well, but not too close to the election. They'll be too busy to do shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's what they're there for, is you know, for you if you need to reach out. But I'm hoping, Kit Kat, that you aren't going to have to do, you know, a whole bunch of effort on this, but you are deserving. You are. Your cards would show if you were not. But I believe you're definitely deserving. So put faith and let's see how things turn out. And what do you got?
Okay.
I have a card. Your rebel card says you need a good fucking cry. Get that ugly cry on. Let that shit go. Your soul will thank you.
I thought you were going to say something completely different.
No, the rebel cards are not like that, Deb. The rebel cards have not said that.
They could, though. So you need a good.
But they did not.
Oh, my God. Just because you read it, though.
We've pulled that card before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting card. Yeah. Okay.
Well, basically, we should not hold emotions in too long. So.
I don't think I do.
Well, good.
I have been crying on and off.
Well, that's good though, because.
And I encourage it, but it doesn't seem to. It feels like it's a bottomless pit. If I cry a lot, I don't feel like, okay, that's all gone and healed. It's like it'll come back again somehow, if that makes any sense.
A good way to do it is watch something that's going to really wrench your heart like a movie, and then you're purging yourself at the same time.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Techniques.
My movie that always gets me back on track is that one called Alive, where that, a soccer team?
They were rugby, I believe.
Rugby, the plane crashed up in the mountains, and they had to start eating the dead people. Anytime I am feeling, I'm so sorry for myself, I put that movie on. That'll put you on a straight path, you know, because...
I never watched it. I never wanted to see that.
Well,
to me, that seemed more gross than sad.
It's not really gory, but it's soul-wrenching and how they survived.
I mean, it's obviously based on the true story.
They have a new movie out about it, too. I just don't know what to call it. Yeah, it's how they survived.
Alrighty. Well, thank you very much. We appreciate
it. Thank you, Kit Kat.
Yes, indeed. Call us back again.
Yes.
Right, we shall move on because the clock is ticking. And now we go to area code 520, Lisa.
Hi, guys. Hello.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Just got in from my nature walk with my neighbor, and as we're heading out, it was his idea that we have the nature walk. He's been pounding on my door all this morning. Let me in, because he was fixing a drawer of mine, and I was running this morning out to my girlfriend's place so we could go hither and yonder, and then, anyway, my neighbor and I met for the walk. And then we went out, and then on the way there, he told me, I'm going to start dancing with you. He said, I've been practicing my dance steps. I've been following YouTube, and I'm going to show you how I can dance. And I said, you know, you've been hammering at me about this dance. I said, that is my arena. I want you to leave me alone. So for the whole walk out there, how many hours were we out there? I said, can I bargain with you? Can I get you a list of places where you can go dancing?
Yeah.
Can you go out there when I'm not there? No, no, no. Deb, what did the fucking, I'm sorry, I don't mean to cuss at the cards. I'm not cussing. What did the cards say? I mean, he is stuck on that. I said, well, will you at least give me 3 months? I'll move. I said, I'm just at my highest stress level now, and I created these places for myself. You're not going to like what you see, I told him. When you go there, you're not going to like what you see. And, you know, at one point this morning he was coming into my room to put the drawer, he was repairing the drawer, and I said, I don't want you in my room. I haven't had time to clean stuff up. And he says, what, you got a man in there? And it's just, I don't know, Deb, I'm sorry, I'm cussing. What do the cards say?
Okay.
We are not on the Monday show.
Well, what
so it's all right.
Showing you is that there's more than one way to skin a cat.
He's, as they say. Yeah, he's trying to get his foot in that door again.
Well, how about if we flip the telescope around that we're looking at.
But it doesn't work too good.
Well, all right. I don't know what you want to say. But how about if we try to look just for a moment at his point of view? If he's deeply in love with her, he's going to stand on his head to find a way to be out there with you.
To violate the boundaries that she would like to have.
Yeah.
So if you love someone, you're supposed to respect those boundaries and trust them.
Yes. And I told him, I said to him, do you like when we argue? I told him, do you like when we go for days not talking to each other? Do you like that? And then he finally said, when we're driving home and I asked him again, because he's adamant about going, he said, don't threaten me. Are you threatening me? I said, no, I'm not threatening you, but that's the usual circuit between us. And this is not going to go well. When you go to the dance place, it's not going to go well between us. I said, I go crazy out there, and that's me. It's not who I am when I come home. I don't want to meet anyone. I don't want to take anyone home, but you're not going to like what you see. Anyway.
Well, you've told them that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You aren't withholding anything. I mean, you're being very transparent. But maybe you ought to let him see it. Do you ever think about that? Maybe he ought to see the reality.
That's not what he wants. He wants to get in there, and he's going to walk up and just become one with her every time anybody even... She's not going to have fun because he's going to be a pain in her ass.
Just one night.
But that'll ruin it forever.
You think?
Yeah, because now he'll bend to that place. Those people will be like, ooh, who's this jackwad? Oh, yeah, I don't blame her.
They don't say that stuff to me when I take you out, Jim. Okay.
All right. Yeah, you know, come on, Deb. You got to do better than that. What are you, seven? Come on, we got adults here. You got to get better humor than that.
Seven times.
I'm just saying, that was a pretty lame shot. Come on, you do better than that.
You can do better than that.
That is childish. Come on, the child play.
Oh, I just got told. I better behave myself on Facebook or I'm getting the boot, I suppose, because of what I said.
Ooh, who said that?
It came up in a big sign.
Oh, I don't know.
It said, we own kindness and an appropriate environment. And I'm thinking, yeah, well, what about all those naked bitches that are in my story that come across every day?
I know.
So, watch out, Rachel. You're going to get your hand slapped for saying that word. God, who are they? The Nazis running this stuff? Anyway, for you, he and his way is really trying to make a statement that he is your boyfriend. But how he can feel that way when he has not been intimate with you, I don't know. I don't know. It's how he's thinking. It's here. And you're here. And I keep thinking, looking at the cards and wondering how much endurance do you have for this relationship?
I told him that today on the walk. I said, I'm at stress level zippo. I can't take any more of the stress. I said, give me 3 months to move. I said, I can't do this. I said, you won't leave me alone. We keep going at it. And I just can't. I said, maybe I'll move into the house that I have for sale. I just can't do this anymore. Maybe I'll move to the next town. I said, I'm at my wit's end. And I said, I created that time for myself to get away from the stress of where we live together. And this is really, it's too much for me. I'm at my breaking point. And I said, I don't want the toxic stuff to leak over to the dance floor where I find my freedom. I said, I'm not taking their numbers. I'm not bringing them home. I'm not interested in anyone that way. I'm just having a really, really good time. And I'm not thinking of jealousy or who's jealous or Tammy or this girl or that girl. I'm just having a really good time.
Well, maybe you ought to switch up a little bit and tell him, yeah, I'm out there with my girlfriends. I'm out there with my gay friends, whatever. But maybe you ought to say, you know what, if the right guy comes along, you bet. Because this one is not offering you anything. You know, all he does is take.
And getting all this pressure and pushing. That
you're
just going to push somebody away. That's why she's sick of it. That's why she's tired of the bullshit.
Doesn't want you the way that you want him to want you, if that makes sense.
He wants her to fit a certain mold.
He doesn't.
And he doesn't like
in
her going out and having her own space. Obviously, he doesn't want a woman that wants her own space.
And others.
He wants her to change.
Others are in agreement that it might be time for you to
make a
break.
He's not going to. He needs to not try to change a person. You don't change the other person.
You are in an upswing in terms of making money, Lisa.
Ooh, money.
Oh, yeah, thank you, God.
It's under sure to come true.
Money.
So you can't miss it. And that could be your getaway. I mean, you've got to really think about this. You have been celibate in this relationship for over a year. I mean, I'd probably own every toy in existence by now, you know, because what kind of satisfaction do you get out of this in a physical way?
Well, he's very...
satisfaction.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he really turns me on. I loved being out there with him, but we really go at it. And, you know, we go back and forth. I mean, we're not, I don't know, it's not like violent or anything, but, you know,
right.
It started this morning. He kept pounding on the door, let me in. And I said, look, I am busy. I have to leave. He was fixing my dresser drawer. I had accidentally had fallen on the floor. It had fallen apart, and he was working on it. And I said, why now? I said, why don't we do it later? I'm on my way out, and he would constantly pound on the door, let me in, I got to check. And then I said, I don't want you in the bedroom because I got to clean stuff up. And he says, you got a man in there? I said, no. And
she said seven of them. I have seven. I have seven dicks in there, dude. That's why you can't come in, because I got to ride every one of them.
If he becomes a husband, he's not going to pound on the door. He's going to take the door off the hinges. That's what they do. Or they punch a hole in it. So they can know he will not let you have your space. And I've always liked him in the cards. I mean, I wouldn't know him on the street, but I like who he is in the cards. But now he's starting to cause you pain and unhappiness.
Yeah, when it gets to the point where, like, when you see a person approaching and you're like, oh, God, then you know that something's wrong. Because all they're doing is they just keep same thing over and over. It's like, God damn.
What if she did have a man in there?
So what?
You know, that man would be thinking, what in the world am I involved?
I mean, I'm pretty sure that the country is free that they live in.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
I don't know.
She's sick of the stress and the arguing.
Well, there's a lot
Which
of frustration
I would be.
In this relationship. And he wants to go dancing. How sweet. Take him down to the dancing bar that's in the Holiday Inn or wherever they
have.
Yeah,
take him to some strange place where you don't know a single person on this planet.
Yeah, go dancing there. Yeah.
And that would piss him off because there'd be nobody there.
Well, he knows there's a certain group that plays that are really good. They have a really good reputation. He's dug enough. He's dug this out for a couple of months, and he's done the research. He knows the name, and he says, this is the best group. I said, no, they're not the best group. They're just enjoyable. And so, I mean, that's a good point, Deb. My back was up against the wall when he's telling me this, and I was thinking, these are negotiable points. He said, no, they're not. He said, I'm going to do what I'm going to do, and you can't tell me what I can't do. And he said, and I'll dance with you. I'll dance. I've been practicing. I mean, the guy is sexy. You know, he is sexy, and
Is he practicing with the flaccid sultan? How do you
No,
practice?
He says, and he might be joking. He says he's been pulling up YouTube dances, and he was showing me some dance steps, like the moon, walking the moon, you know, What was that from? I said they
that was like
that.
That was like late 70s and early 80s, wasn't it?
I don't know why he was pulling stuff up like that. I said they don't dance like that. I said they dance freeform. Everybody.
Yeah, you want to know why? It's right there in your cart. He feels you slipping away. It may not be anything you're consciously doing, but he feels it. And so this is like a female in a relationship with a guy, and she has been too clingy. And your neighbor is clingy. You know, that the guy just starts to drift back and isn't always so available. And the girl feels that. What's she going to do? She's going to give him even more of a grab. Just like my male friends have said, they call it the grab. When that girl gets too into it and he is trying to hang on to you.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, real quick. Here is, well, not real quick. It's not like we're getting ready to shut her down this very second, but the subject of your rebel card, it's actually a pretty nice one. It says, you are loved. You are here for a reason, but don't fuck it up. There you go.
Thank you. That's
so
rebel.
Rebel.
Yeah, the gay couple that you know, and I can tell they're adorable. The one that we've talked about, he is very much attracted to you, and he is not fully gay. He's bi. And I knew a gay guy or a bisexual guy many years ago, and he said they don't just do them both at the same time. He said you kind of go one way for a while, and then you go the other way for a while, but you don't mix. Yeah, they don't mix them up unless they're just going for a kinky thrill.
Okay.
I wanted to tell you, though, that he thinks you are an incredible lady and a good friend.
One of her buddies. Yeah, okay, I got you. I want to make sure we didn't shift gears.
Right.
And you know
they're
what?
Both.
There's more bisexual people. Males and females out there, then you might even possibly imagine.
Okay.
Yeah, and...
Well, you know, I take...
Yeah, go ahead.
I take my men, and you guys told me this came from a movie or whatever, but it's something that that's my credo, that's my policy. I take my men black with a drop of almond milk, and I usually make my own almond milk. I don't screw around with bi. I don't do this. I don't do that. I don't swing. Sorry, I'm boring. But not in the bedroom, but...
Okay, sure. The thing is, you may end up being in a long-term relationship with somebody who has been, what do you want to call it, gay in the past?
A la gay?
Experimentation.
Yeah.
Do you think...
And a lot of them do it when they're young.
That's fine.
You didn't see it.
We all.
It was hypothetical.
We all play doctor.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes, we do, didn't we?
Yep.
Well, what we used to do.
You got to check that temperature.
My young teen friends and I, we played boyfriend and girlfriend. We could learn to really kiss and things of that nature.
You should just learn by doing. I always say.
Well, but you don't know how.
You learn by doing.
Well, if you don't. Yeah. But you're doing it by kissing somebody, a girlfriend.
Well, why would you do that?
It was fun.
Oh,
and
so
we practiced different things.
So were you tickling the whisker biscuit too while you were there, or what else was going on?
That is privileged information.
Yeah, well, we got to learn by doing. Maybe you're learning lots of stuff.
Maybe
you're learning to be a. Maybe you're learning a little freaking GYN there.
G-Y-N.
I can give a female a better orgasm than you could.
You don't know that, though. You just say that. That's like saying, I can do that better than you. You know what? I could do lots of things. You don't know shit.
Hey, Deb, do you think this is going to work out, or is it going to be World War III between us?
Well, you're at an impasse, and somebody's going to have to make a move. Okay, so... You're not accepting what he wants, he's not accepting what you want. So where do you think this is going to go? Right now I see that he's not going to relent. He's not going to quit. He's just going to keep on. He's just going to keep on.
Damn it.
Keep on.
I can't believe this. I told him, you are my nightmare. I said, you are the nightmare that I cannot believe I'm having.
But you've never confronted him and said, have you? Why aren't we having sex?
Well, I have nothing to do with it now at this point.
At this point, I'd be concerned.
If you were banging or not, she still wants her free time with her friends.
Yeah.
She should be able to. Everybody should be able to have some space. And it's trust. It is trust. He doesn't trust. And if you can't trust the person you're with, then you can't be with that person.
Do you trust him?
Because it's never, it's always going to be like that. So if it ain't that thing, it's going to be something else or something else or something else that he doesn't trust.
You're right.
That's not just that one thing. It's going to be something else. Oh, where were you today? What did you do today? What's going on today? Who'd you go with?
And he did ask me that. The other day when I went out for coffee, he kept asking me, where did you go? Where did you go?
Yep.
And I said, I just stared at him, and he said, where did you go? And I said, they're not people you know. They're old residents that live in this town. You don't know these people.
Tip of the iceberg is what it is.
I still wanted to talk to everybody about the card reading. So can you extend me a couple minutes?
Sure, Deb.
I just had a thought I was going to tell you, and you, Jim, you stole it.
I didn't do it. I've been giving you a countdown all along, telling you.
Well, I still have to say, Lisa, I think you're getting ready for a true love of your life. You know, this guy... Yeah, I mean, one of the people on Facebook is pointing out, and she's saying, how does one have a relationship with no sex? What is he now, your brother? You know, I mean, you are a healthy, vital, vibrant woman.
I don't know what we are together. I just know we live side by side. And I told him today several times, I said, you're my nightmare, and this is a nightmare for me. And I did tell him, I'm at my wit's end, and I said, how do you see this playing out between us? Because I can't do this anymore with you. And I said, I could move into the house that I'm selling. I said, there are a lot of options here for me, but I said, I'm at my breaking point with you.
Well, you're starting to tell him it's the beginning of the end. And he's going to grip on even tighter,
yeah.
In a sense, huh?
Oh, I agree. I agree. He's going to really be, he might be a little more clandestine about it maybe, but he's going to probably really be monitoring her a lot.
Oh, and he may start lavishing her with presents and flowers.
He could shift tactics.
And
it could be the tactic shift.
When he finally realizes it's not going to work, that's when they get ugly.
It could be the tactic shift.
Yeah.
Yep. So.
And it's not just a male thing. Women get ugly, too.
And she don't mean ugly like they're breaking out.
Key cars. And.
Well, yeah. It doesn't necessarily mean that somebody's going to chop you up and float you in a river somewhere. But
No.
There's different levels of ugliness, you know. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we got to put a wrap on her. Thank you very much, Lisa.
We'll keep working on it. Did you give her a...
Yeah, I did, Deb. Oh. I did.
That's
I
what
did.
The health department says. You put a raincoat
put
on
it. Put a wrap on it. That's right. Keep it wrapped. Exactly. We did that. Good God, we wouldn't be overpopulated on this planet.
Yeah, but if you were younger, I would have passed him that he would poke pinholes in a rubber just to get you knocked up, so you will be his. You're beyond that.
I mean, that's just an example.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I worry, though. To me, he shows signs of potential violence in the future. Not necessarily while you guys are not in commitment, but if you were to marry him or live with him, I just feel like there's going to be incidents. Like, for instance, he won't respect that closed door. Oh, I love that video, Catherine. Yeah, so anyway, let's pick this up again. We may be here tomorrow night because Sundays turn out to be pretty good days.
One never knows.
We know some people are waiting, and we can't meet with everybody tonight.
Yes. So, all right. Well, thank you very much, Lisa. We hope
you
have a better day.
We love you.
Thank you.
Long time. All right, Deb. You have
the
floor.
Now, I wanted to mention, I need some feedback from you. We can talk about this, like, say, next time. I want to actually, like I was saying, make you all what did you call it in the Navy?
I didn't call shit.
You were the maiden voyage people. What were you called? Plank owners? No, first, I can't remember the.
Plank owners doesn't do the voyage. Owner means you were a commissioning. You commissioned the ship.
Yeah.
The first voyage is the maiden voyage. You go on a shakedown cruise. Well, they have sea trials. So, but anyway, don't make that connection. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Shakedown cruise. Because you're going to go through my course. I'm going to teach you how to become a professional at this. And you're going to point out to me where the spaces are, where you need more than what I've given you. Okay? And so it's not a bird course. You won't just fly right through this. But it will be really interesting to learn about yourself, about others in your life, about your future. And I think I've told all of you, the first 15 years of doing these cards, I would not listen to them. Oh, and tell everybody else in their reading, you know, what to do. But I listened to them, and I had heartbreak after heartbreak. I mean, it's terrible. My children all ended up with different fathers. And because I came from such a wonderful Catholic family, I would have to beg some of these men to marry me so I didn't be the only person in our family's lineage who brought home an illegitimate child. And that was terrible. I should have looked at the cards and said, don't even mess with this one. He's completely bad news. So then I decided, well, after 15 years of failing, how about if we go the other way? Let's let the cards guide our future. And things became a lot better, easier. So, and that is why you all will see, you may see things and you'll be like, oh, cards, I kind of hate you. Only because, like, you're your own worst enemy. You are. And you'll always struggle because of that. And every time I saw that, I would be like, oh, shut up. Leave me alone. You know? But it'll be a journey. Yeah. Okay, so I just want to know, on the weekends, we can do earlier USA time. If you guys want to do it then, you're like 5 hours ahead of us over in the UK. So if we did it at, say, 3 p.m, our time, it would be, what, 7 theirs? 5, 7, 8? I don't know.
There's a 0% chance you can accommodate every single person on the globe. 0%.
Yes, but I'm going to
you
recording.
Cannot do it.
We're going to
can do it.
Do a Zoom session, and my sister is teaching me how to record them. So I'd be able to give them to those of you like Catherine's got a caregiving job. She might not always be there, but you'd still, you'd be able to follow along. Or we can do it on an evening, but it's going to be like this, and that might be too late for all of you. Yeah, that's Catherine. That's what we're going to do. It'll be archived. Yeah. And sometime we'll try to have sessions that are live where maybe all of you can join us. You know, we'll figure that out. But that's what I want to do. And I'm going to get started soon. I've dragged this out for months. And Jim has always had this motto, learn by doing, that he said. So I've got mountains of lessons here. I just need to put them in proper order, I guess you'd say. And those of you that have the book, this is way more in-depth than the book. Okay? So, and hopefully guys won't shy away. Some of the men I've taught, and he's one, are some of the best card readers ever. I have a man in Australia who does this as his business. There's another guy in London. I would like to go see him one of these days. He has a shop, and I can't tell you exactly. I mean, I don't remember. And he has another shop elsewhere in England. And this, he gives these readings in his shop. He does wonderful. And there's others, but there's nothing, what would we say, fruity about this, or I don't know. So we'll get started in March for sure, okay? And I'll send y'all out something. I'm going to need everybody's email, and I'll get it from all of you, okay? All right, well, that's it.
Blog Talk.
Yeah, and Blog Talk, we're going to have to say goodnight to you now. And you can contact me and you can see.
How are we feeling this? Keep tracking, I'll wait.
All right.